The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 21st chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth, distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." Then Jesus told them a parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the dominion of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. When I was moving from Illinois to Jerusalem to serve as a missionary in the Lutheran Church there, people had a lot of advice to give me before I went. Some people said, "Well, you better just keep your head down." In other words, stay out of trouble. And others with similar concern would say, "Keep your head up." Or in other words, just stay positive. So keep your head down and keep it up. I guess I was supposed to be doing a lot of nodding in the Holy Land. "Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Amen." Amen. Now, these bits of wisdom from years past came to my mind as I was reading the gospel text for this week, the first Sunday of Advent. Because here we have Jesus telling the disciples, "Listen, some bad stuff may happen. Things you thought were reliable won't be anymore. Things like, I don't know, the sun, the moon, the stars, the seas, the waves, the earth, little things like that. And people might even be randomly fainting in front of you. Anyway, when these very upsetting things happen, stand up and raise your heads because your redemption is drawing near." That's right, just stand up, wake up, raise your heads. And so we nod, "Yes, Lord, yes." Heads up, heads down, on repeat. To be honest, I'm a bit tired of apocalyptic scripture texts and apocalyptic news these days. But on reflection, as so often happens, this bit of scripture seems nearly perfect as we begin the season of Advent. We've just ended a season of way too much news. There's certainly more to come. But now, thanks be to God, we get to begin a new season, a different season of hope and expectation. We get to light candles, and we get to bring trees inside from outdoors for some reason. And then we get to eat too much and buy gifts for people that we love, and we get to share memories around overflowing tables. And in church, we get to be reminded of this critical message. The world is a mess. The world is almost always a mess. And and something is happening. More specifically, something is being born. Someone even is about to be born. So stand up and get up and wake up and raise your head so you can see it, so you can see what's going on. Amen? Amen. This is where we nod again. Yes, yes. Now, last night, my family and I decorated our Christmas tree, and we pulled out the ginormous collection of nativity scenes that Brittany and I have collected over the years. Beyond all liturgical sensibility, our home is overflowing with baby Jesuses already. And now this morning, we hear the words of a grown-up Jesus, and he's not talking about his birthday, but rather about the second coming. He's talking about the next time that the world will be turned upside down. Jesus is also talking about the ongoing, creative, life-giving, transformative work God is doing every day in the world, through us, alongside us, and sometimes in spite of us. And Jesus says there will be signs of that, signs of this work that we cannot, or at least hopefully will not, miss. I recently read that the Underground Railroad, the organized network of safe routes and safe houses that enslaved people in this country used to find freedom for nearly 100 years until the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863, that Underground Railroad was most active in the weeks between Thanksgiving and Christmas. I worked very hard to verify this so-called fact that I read on social media. I could not. So please don't quote me in your dissertation. Thank you very much. However, I am drawn to this idea that while the enslavers were busy with their holiday preparations, there was a secret revolution happening, that there were people awake, people looking for signs, that there were people who were leaving signs and people who noticed them. I'm drawn to this idea that there were those signs being left in quilt patterns hung on laundry lines, and signs of liberation with lights being lit in windows. That secret revolution wasn't always called a railroad, actually, and it wasn't necessarily totally underground, but I think it's interesting to note that one of the first times that term was used was in a newspaper in 1839, quoting a young person hoping to escape bondage via a railroad that, quote, went underground all the way to Boston. All the way to Boston. And there were signs. And there will be signs, the Lord says. And this, dear ones, is what we are invited to notice during the season of Advent. We're invited to notice the ongoing liberative work of God in our world and in our lives. There are signs even now. They may be subtle. They may be like a sprout on the branch of a fig tree, for example. Maybe the sign that you see is that idea that you just had for the thesis you have to write this year. Or maybe it's the flutter you felt when you met that person this week who seems like a new friend, or maybe even a new love. Or maybe it's the dream you had the other night in which a loved one appeared and reminded you of times past and pushed you towards something new. Maybe the signs in your life are not that small. Maybe it does feel like the earth and the sun and the moon and the stars are unsettled, and now God finally has your attention. Nevertheless, there will be signs. There are signs. And what we know is that we are invited right now to stand up and raise our heads and take notice. As we begin this Advent season together, our loving, our living God says that standing up and being alert and staying awake is the most faithful response we can have to the troubles in the world and in our lives. Some days we may want to pull the covers over our heads and say, nope. And Jesus says, stand up. We may want to move to another country, and Jesus says, no, raise your heads here. We may want to give up, and Jesus says, wake up. And why? Because something is happening. This, whatever this is not the end, it's the beginning. There's more to come. There's always more to come. So yes, there are baby Jesuses all over my apartment right now. And maybe they're all over yours. I hope they are. I hope so, because these are signs too. These are signs not just that something happened a long time ago in a faraway place, not just about one baby that was born in one place, but that things are happening today, that God is at work today, in this time, in this city, in your life. Love is being born again. And those labor pains, that work that we do together for liberation, the waking up, the forgiving, the gathering, the speaking out, the making connections, the feeding of people, the leaving signs and the looking for signs, none of it is futile, because something wonderful is always happening. Freedom is being realized. Babies are being born and baptized. Ella is here today. Claire is here today. Signs of new life. Love is blossoming. The earth is being renewed. Snow is falling. Songs are being written and songs are being sung. Namely, God's mighty love is being manifest in our lives and in our world, in small ways and in big ways, in unexpected ways. Thanks be to God. Now, recently, one of our church members, the Reverend Dr. H. Paul Santmeyer, who I did say I was going to mention today, I did tell him, recently he gifted us a book, the church book by Wendell Berry. In fact, he gifted us with several thousand books. In any case, this particular book, which was gifted to the church, came across my desk, and it sent me down a path of reading a lot of Wendell Berry in the last couple of weeks. And I was delighted to discover a poem of his, which seemed perfect for this Sunday in Advent. It's called Remembering That It Happened Once. I hope when you hear it today that you will feel inspired to nod along, heads up, heads down, saying, yes, Lord, we're awake. Our heads are raised, we see the signs. And so here it is, remembering that it happened once. Remembering that it happened once, we cannot turn away the thought as we go out, cold, to our barns toward the long night's end, that we ourselves are living in the world in it happened in, when it first happened, that we ourselves opening a stall, a latch thrown open countless times before, might find them breathing there, foreknown, the child bedded in straw, the mother kneeling over him, the husband standing in belief he scarcely can believe, in light that lights them from no source we see. An April morning's light, the air around them joyful as a choir. We stand with one hand on the door, looking into another world that is this world. the pale daylight coming just as before, our chores to do, the cattle all awake, our own white frozen breath hanging in front of us, and we are here as we have never been before, sighted as not before, our place holy, although we knew it not. And let the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.